Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Give Thanks, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 15 through 18. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Also the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke, yet neither shalt thou mourn nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down. Forbear to cry, make no murmuring for the dead, bind the tire of thine head upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men. So I spake unto the people in the morning, and at even my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded. God finds some very interesting ways to provide us with a very solid and important counsel. In Ezekiel chapter 24, God sent a very important message to Jerusalem through a personal experience that the prophet Ezekiel had. Can you imagine that God used the death of Ezekiel's wife to send him or his people a profound message regarding destruction that was to come upon Jerusalem? Let us take a few minutes to examine again the words of the Lord found in Ezekiel 24, verse 15 through 18. Also, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine heart with a stroke. Yet neither shalt thou mourn nor weep, neither shalt thy tears run down. Forbear to cry, make no murmuring for the dead. Bind the tie of thine head upon thee, and put on thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover thy lips, and eat not the bread of men. So I spake unto the people in the morning, and at eve my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded. Do you see what the Lord told Ezekiel to do after he lost his beloved wife? How could God expect the prophet not to mourn the loss of a loved one? The Lord moves in mysterious ways. The Bible reminds us in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9, of the following facts regarding the thoughts and ways of men. For my thoughts, the Bible says, are not your thoughts, neither are your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts, and my ways than your ways. So God will ask Ezekiel to do something that just doesn't seem to make any sense to us. But guess what? Ezekiel had a relationship with God, and he was fully aware that God's knowledge far exceeded his knowledge. Ezekiel knew that God must have had a good reason for the action that he was required to take. So, instead of questioning the Lord regarding a reason for this particular response to the death of his wife, Ezekiel obeyed the commands of the Lord. I'm sure you're wondering why God told Ezekiel not to mourn the death of his wife. Let us see if in the commentary from Matthew Henry, we can find or he can provide for us an answer to this question. Matthew Henry said, and I quote, "By the sign of Ezekiel's not mourning for the death of his wife, is shown that the calamities coming upon Jerusalem were too great to be lamented, so great that they should sink down into them into a silent despair." End of quote. Wow. Do you see the kind of thing that God does and the kind of God we serve? Do you see how loving and compassionate our God is? Long before the calamities were to fall upon his people, God gave them important information related to the response which would occur or should occur. God told them the arm of flesh and what destruction was going to come upon Jerusalem. God wanted them to be prepared for the onslaught which would take place in Jerusalem by the king of Babylon. God did not want his people to do anything, or he didn't want them to be surprised by the coming destruction. You see, my friend, God is not willing that any of us should perish, but that all of us should come to repentance. God intends to make sure that no matter what happens to us, that we are given the best opportunity to repent of our transgression so that we can be cleansed from all unrighteousness. There are many of us Christians who today is complaining about the negative situation and circumstances that are occurring in our lives. Could it be that God is using these situations as a means of purifying our heart and making us ready for his soon return? Could it be that God realizes that we are far from the mark, and this is the only way he will be able to get our attention? Today, God is reminding us that he's really in control of everything that goes on in this world and in our lives. If we believe from the depths of our heart that God is in control of our lives, then we need to stop worrying and fretting about the negative situations in our lives. Instead, we need to spend some time thanking the Lord for all the good things that he has done for us. We need to remember that God does not intend for us to be lost. God's only goal is to save us from the coming destruction. I pray that we will do everything humanly possible to surrender every area of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit in every moment and every area of our lives. This is the only way that we are going to obey the commands of the Lord and do what he says. This is the only way that we are going to have a song on our lips, a song in our heart, and joyfulness filling our heart. Because we know that God is in control of everything, we can rejoice and be happy. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us, Lord, that we need to consistently give thanks. No matter what the circumstances or situations that we face, you want us, Lord, to give thanks, to lift up our voice and thank you. Because there's always something positive in our life to give thanks for. We bless and glorify your name and thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done in and through us. Through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.